This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 453 for Tuesday, June 28th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Tuesday morning, continuing to correct off the nearby lows hit the previous week on ideas that sell-off was overdone. Canola up 80 cents in the nearby July contract at $901.90 per ton. New crop November up $5.70 at $895.10. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were all higher on the day, with gains in crude oil lending support to the vegetable oil markets. Positioning ahead of looming acreage reports was a feature. The USDA releases its latest planting estimates on Thursday, with Statistics Canada set to follow up with its own acreage numbers on July 5th. The Canada Day and Independence Day holidays in between those two reports could also result in some volatility as participants move to the sidelines. A lack of significant weather concerns across the prairies did temper the upside. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher, with positioning ahead of Thursday's reports a feature. Quarterly stocks data for the U.S. will also be out that day. Soybeans up 26 cents in the July contract at $16.56 per bushel. New crop November up 30 cents at $14.63. Declining U.S. crop conditions contributed to the gains, with the U.S. soybean crop down 3 points in the good to excellent category, now at 65%. Seeding was 98% done, with 7% of the crop in the blooming stage. Corn futures also underpinned this morning by declining crop ratings. The September contract up 11 cents at $6.72 per bushel. The U.S. corn crop was pegged at 67% good to excellent. That's down 3 points from the previous week. Meanwhile, the harvest of Brazil's second corn crop is underway, with variable yields reported so far. Wheat, it's higher on ideas it was due for a correction after recent losses. Minneapolis up 5 cents in the September contract at $10.50 per bushel. Kansas City 18 cents higher in September at $9.97 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 26 cents in the September contract at $9.43 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat harvest was 41% complete as of this past Sunday. That's slightly behind expectations. Spring wheat in the U.S. came in at 59% good to excellent. That's unchanged on the week and well above the 20% reading from this time a year ago. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, June 28th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.